No, sir.
And then took the saucer and fed it to Geppetto. That's what I named him, Geppetto.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
Hi.
Is Grandma there?
No, she's getting her hair done.
What do you need?
Can you just go get her for me?
I'm really busy right now.
Well, just
tell her to come get me.
Why?
Because I don't feel good.
Well, have you talked
to the school nurse?
No, she doesn't know anything.
Will you just come get me?
No.
Well, will you do me a favor
then?
What?
Can you bring me my chapstick?
No, Napoleon.
But my lips hurt real bad.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. All right, now what do I click?
Click preferences.
Okay, I clicked preferences.
Now go to default media browser.
Okay, there's a little hourglass, and it's not letting me do anything. It says buffering. What is that?
Just give it a minute.
All I'm trying to do is make an MPEG.
All I'm trying to do is tell you to wait a minute.
Okay, relax.
Now click import video file.
All right. It's telling me I have to download Real Player 7.
You know what? I'll just bring it to him myself.
But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there, it's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like a little paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know, I didn't go on a Burger King.
Two in a row isn't a record, it's not even a trend. You have to have like three to have a trend. So you're gonna have to come back next week to find out if we made three. But for now, two in a row, given our circumstances recently, ain't bad. It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Thumb of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, which is located in the historic podcast district of beautiful Security, Colorado. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered for your listening displeasure. And now, without further ado, here's the host of the show from ThumbofCheese.com, Derek Knight, with the Thumb of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Yes, we made two in a row. Holy crap. I'm Derek Knight with SonOfCheese.com. You're listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Same as last week. Everybody's here. Colin Burton from FizzleandPop.com.
Hello.
My sister Heather from Madden Spam showed up.
Hola.
You didn't like the squid.
No.
No.
She didn't even taste
Felicia it. Felicia Ozant, Jason's wife.
Hello.
Wow, you're not even audible. Try that again.
Sorry.
Hello, Jason Ozant from Red Drum Radio.
Cheerio, mate.
Justin the Juario Carmichael of YouCanPlayThis.com.
Pip, pip.
Pip, pip, yo. And Ray Louie, who just flat out likes to eat food.
More squid, please.
Yeah, you've been eating that squid like it's going out of style, which is really creeping me out.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You must have just a different palate than I've got, because that just tasted bad.
Tastes good.
Tastes like raw dead fish, man. I'm not talking like fresh. I'm talking like week old, out in the sun, dead fish.
You like jerky, right?
I do, but I don't like that.
Tasted like licking a beach.
Oh, Colin!
Colin gets the early ding.
I definitely know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
What, a beach? A beach so, lick.
Yeah.
Like a salt lick. Okay, so it is post-Thanksgiving. It is before Christmas. That means it is the holiday season. All the retailers had to put up their Christmas shit right after Halloween. But it's the holiday season. It's the time of year when everybody goes nuts and starts driving like crap and pushes people out of the way for deals. Show of hands, who has gone shopping on Black Friday in their life?
Yeah,
I went to get a washer and dryer one time.
That was last even, year for you.
It was 2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah, because I was still working at Graham. And I ordered it in November and didn't get it till March. They didn't make enough. But who else raised their hand? Colin, what did you go looking for on Black Friday?
Kid toys and stuff way back when Justin was like 8.
Yeah, and now 7. He's 8 feet tall and a senior in high
school.
So
it's been a long time.
Yeah. You?
Electronics.
Yeah, just for the hell of it?
Well, with my ex-mother-in-law, she wanted someone to help her fight the crowds.
Yeah. This was also the same ex-mother-in-law who tried to smuggle a switchblade across the border in her
bra.
Who
did smuggle a switchblade across
and
the border
in her bra. And the damn thing opened up on her.
Yes.
And you said you went shopping on Black Friday. What were you looking for?
Specifically, a computer and a Nintendo DS.
And when was this?
This was last year.
Yeah.
That was the first year I've ever done it.
Yeah. And the last?
The last year I've ever done it.
And you didn't raise your hand.
Point.
No, you're not going to be.
I was the fool out at 4 in the morning. Literally at 4 in the morning. And you know what's crazy is I say, oh, you got to get out there early, got to get there, get it. They had a pallet of these Nintendo DSs there.
Right.
Which I waited in line for at 4 in the morning. Got the one, walked away. You know, I went into that Walmart the next day.
And they had the same amount of Nintendo DSs.
For the same price.
Sure, yeah. That's the best thing. The best part about it is you don't have to do it. Nope.
It's an illusion.
It is. And in fact, some places have these loss leaders that'll get you in the door. And then they figure, well, you know, you're not going to get one of those, so we'll mark everything else up, and you're so pissed you're going to go home with something, and so that's how they make their money. They might sell one or two of these loss leaders, but you own a bookstore.
Yes.
But you probably don't have too many. Is it used or new?
Used.
Yeah, so you probably don't have too much Black Friday action. People looking for used book deals. But you like used books.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty fortuitous that you're sitting next to each other.
I know.
But let's talk about holiday traditions. Growing up, maybe you didn't, because you've got a look
you're
on
right.
your face like, I didn't have shit growing up.
What I had was a
traditions.
Very fucked up broken home, so no, I don't really have holiday traditions to speak of.
Why don't you tell us about it?
No, I'm not going to talk about it, but...
Well, can you at least tell us what traditions maybe you wish you had?
I wish I had a tree.
He's the foil.
We would put up the tree, that type of thing. That's about the only tradition we had.
Yeah. Was it fake?
Of course.
Yeah. We had a fake tree, too.
Although one year we did a real tree, but then the needles all died, and it was just a disaster. So.
It's like, once again, I just feel that we tried.
Yeah.
We had a real tree, but we killed it. What year was that ballpark?
I was around 9.
Thank you, sir. Of course you were.
Of course I was.
Yeah. That's when the shit goes down, is when you're 9.
It seemed to have... Yeah, it was a very busy year.
Yeah. Well, and you and I pretty much have the same childhood memories.
Right.
Since we grew up in the same house.
Right.
You did?
But, well... I know, shocking. But we didn't have, as Colin said, a fucked up broken home. So
no, we did not.
We lucked out, I guess. But the best thing is, we really didn't have any holiday traditions except for expedience. We wanted to open the presents as soon as possible, and my dad seemed dead set on not letting us.
Well,
but my mom was a pushover, so she would let us do pretty much what we wanted. We could talk her into just about anything. So really the tradition was, just to piss off my dad, we would open the presents on Christmas Eve. But as a concession to him, we couldn't do it till after dinner. But he would not leave the dinner table. It was like a battle of the wills. He would make this massive dinner and not leave the table. It was his way of saying, you're not opening those presents until I am goddamn good and ready.
Well,
but we still would. And then we'd stay up till midnight just because it was Christmas Day so we could open our stockings. That we were just lazy. That's all there was to it. We didn't want to wait. We would even convince my mom to let us open a present early if we cleaned the whole house. Or whatever. We could talk her into just about anything.
Yeah. We'll clean the bathroom if you let us open that big present.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and too, Mom always was like, well, we'll do the presents. You know, it was like, 15 years doing it Dad's way. And then, well, now the next 15 years, we're going to do it my way and open everything on Christmas Eve. And then we'll go back to your Dad's way. And we never did.
Well, it's because Dad's way sucks.
I know.
Dad's way means you have to try to go to bed. Well, of course, we're grown up now, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Right.
So are you going to do this to Max?
You know what? I don't think he's going to get anything for Christmas, frankly.
Of course not.
He's not been good.
Yeah.
No, he's going to get more shit than he knows what to do with. You know, he needs clothes. Underwear and socks. It's going to be an underwear and socks kind of Christmas.
Let's get that Christmas out early.
That's right.
Or he'll remember it.
Yeah. Now, you grew up out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And so any of your traditions involve cows?
No.
Okay. Just checking. And let's see if we can get some
we'd rap
some theme music while you tell us about your holiday traditions.
Yeah, I was like, I have a number of them. I'm like talking about the Christmas tree. My dad always had to pick the saddest looking, cheapest tree he could find.
Yeah. Pull that mic a little closer to you.
Because like, he always had to find the cheapest tree he could find, and there was no... You know, he would try and turn it to the good side showing out. With dad's, there was never a good side.
So
you'd have
it was
about
all
50
rotted.
Pounds of tinsel.
Just clumped.
And then the one year that mom and I went Christmas or tree shopping without him, and I think, gosh, it would probably be whenever I was about 15. So you can imagine a $60 tree back in, it would be 1990.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty nice tree, and dad was about as pissed off as you could get.
Because sure, $60 was spent on the tree.
You know what? A $10 tree is just as good.
it's still a goddamn Christmas tree.
So,
yeah. What did you guys open your presents?
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning.
2 o'clock in the morning.
Christmas morning. Look at the willpower they had that we just didn't.
Mm-hmm. You lazy bastard.
I know.
No, but I did have a sister that would always sneak down, open up her presents,
and then try and
re-wrap them.
Right, re-wrap them. That all that not all.
We did that 1 year.
We tried that, but like my grandmother would use 80 pound. Ray, I got to mute your mic again. you're chewing. My grandmother would use about 80 pounds of tape.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to do when you have 80 pounds of tape on a package. What did you do?
It's hard to pick out a family tradition other than, well, as far as opening on Christmas Eve, when you're talking about that, the only thing I was able to do, we were allowed to open one present on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And that's it.
So that's slightly lazy.
Slightly.
Slightly. Lazy. So that falls, like, that's our tradition light. So that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there wasn't any big meal or...
Well, my dad was military, so there was really no family to get together. So we actually usually went out to eat usually on Christmas Day.
Just
rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, far, rah, rah, rah. No. Sing like these. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
That almost deserves the sad music.
Yeah. Imagine your Christmas dinner at Perkins.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Married into my family, which our normal family gathering is about 50.
Or if anybody remembers, if you've lived here in Colorado Springs long enough, when the Holiday Inn used to have a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Perkins. I mean, Perkins.
Holiday Inn.
Perkins is just adding insult to injury.
I know.
Honestly. And the Holiday Inn is just ironic. Well, now, you're kind of Jewish, kind of Scottish, right?
Yep.
So did you have like a weird Christmas slash Hanukkah, or you just grew up Protestant? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't.
But he did get that Atari.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The wood Atari. Oh, my fucking God. Best story ever. Why don't you recap for us?
Yeah, you guys don't know about the wooden Atari. Okay, so it's like 1978. I'm like 7 years old.
And Poe.
And we're poor. We're poor. My mom and I were living up in Boulder. We're poor. Dirt poor. So we can't afford an Atari.
Didn't know Boulder had a ghetto.
Yeah, it's the less than $100,000 a year area. You
right,
know,
yeah. Fenced off.
But so I couldn't have an Atari. Well, I'm a little kid and my imagination is really good. So I convinced my grandfather to help me make a wooden Atari. with a little block, with a little wooden dowel, and a joystick, and a little wooden cartridge that I wrote Pitfall on. So my mom's boyfriend at the time comes over and says, you know, what's he doing in front of the TV?
Pretending.
She's like, well, he's pretending. He's you know, he walks over and he sits down. So it says, oh, would you like to play Atari with me? I've got Pitfall in there. And okay, so okay, go ahead and oh, you died. Okay, well, it's my turn now. My turn and oh, I died. Okay, well, here, you know, and we go back and
this
forth.
This wooden game, the wooden version is really hard.
It's really hard. So, and I haven't even played the game before. I never played the game. I had a little pamphlet that, you know, I had found from, like, Sears
like
or something.
This is like the story.
That's the only way I knew what
this
it was.
Is like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. You're the little kid. You're Charlie.
I'm Charlie.
Who found a candy bar.
He felt so bad that Christmas I got an Atari 2600 with Pitfall and best Christmas ever. I bet. I still got it.
Nice. But you don't have the wooden Atari.
I don't have the wooden Atari anymore. I think once I got the real Atari, whoa!
That imagination hell. Yeah.
That became firewood.
Imagination, imagination.
That's right. You don't have to imagine anymore. You can become lazy.
Exactly.
So what about you?
Well,
what did the Chinese do for Christmas?
Not much.
Yeah.
We actually, opening presents, we had the artificial tree.
Yeah. Was it like pink?
No.
I love those aluminum trees. Was, I really do.
It was aluminum. It was green. It was like, we bought it in 68, and we still have it in the basement.
I'm not surprised. All the shit that I pulled out of your house yesterday, I'm not surprised.
Oh, yeah. But we always open presents. I usually open presents Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Starting at 10 a.m. And just continue opening all the presents. So by midnight, almost all the presents were gone except the ones that we didn't want. We knew what, like, the next door neighbor or somebody who gave us, like, candy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, See's candy or
socks
something like
and underwear.
Never.
See's peanut candy. Brittle.
Yeah, exactly.
Fruitcakes.
Yeah, fruitcake.
Yeah.
So we just do that.
You know, I think if made right, though, fruitcake can be good.
It depends. Yeah. It depends.
Was that a no? Was that a categorical eh? Or wait,
there it is. Well, the only fruitcake I ever had that was good is the ones that had the macadamia nuts and the Hawaiian. And it wasn't really a fruitcake.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody actually ate those. I thought there was only like 3 or 4 of them ever made, and people just keep circulating.
Well, yeah, it seems that way. I mean, you see them
next year.
And you see the tins in the store, and I don't really believe there's anything in it, because you're right. I never thought that anybody would actually eat a fruitcake. Yeah. It's almost, in fact, it's almost like a big fuck you. It's like, here's a fruitcake. I hate you.
You throw it in the closet, and you wrap it up and give it to somebody next year.
Exactly.
Here's
a somebody
tradition
you don't like.
My dad used to always, every year, buy a small strip of fruitcake. The ones you see at Safeway.
Yeah.
Those tiny ones.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah,
wrapped in the cellophane.
And every year, he always buys that.
But does he eat it?
He always eats like 2 or 3 slices, and it just sits there.
It'll never go bad.
No. But we always throw away by like June or so.
By June? Wow. Does it have anything growing on it by that point?
No. It never grows.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so much booze in it, you know.
That's true. It'll kill anything. So now, do you follow Hanukkah? Do you follow Jewish tradition now that you're the Jew Wario?
Yeah, I do now.
So explain, since you're the only Jew in the room, why don't you explain Hanukkah? I wish I had Hava Nagila handy. Explain Hanukkah to us whiteys.
It's a celebration of the time that the Jews took back the temple. The temple was taken over, and we took it back. And to celebrate it, we had to christen the building. You have to, you know, consecrate the building.
Who did
you
take it back from?
People that took it in the first
details,
place.
Details, Ray. Details. Marauders,
we
bandits.
We don't have time for that right now. But
he's having a hard enough time making this shit up. Don't ask him to add details.
Okay.
But the whole idea about the oil and stuff was that, the battle took so long, there wasn't enough oil.
There was some miracle of the oil burning for 8 days or whatever.
Yeah. And that's
8 days?
Why we have serif type.
But it was...
What?
What?
I wasn't sure if you were paying attention or not.
I was like, that's not even... I know what serif type is. Pick something that I don't know.
No, and so that's why we celebrated for 8 days, because the oil
burned
for those days.
Yeah.
So we eat donuts and latkes and lots of
and dreidels oily figure stuff. In somewhere.
Hmm?
And dreidels figure in somewhere.
Yeah, what's the deal with the dreidel?
Because you're supposed to gamble. On Hanukkah.
Nice.
Really?
Really. Now, that one, I don't know where
so
that tradition
is
came from.
So dreidel is a gambling game?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, there's 4 sides, and on one side, you know, everybody puts in a coin. On another side, whoever spun it takes half the coins. On another one, you know, person puts in all their coins, and then you take all, so it's...
Jewish form of dice.
So,
shooting dice.
So, is that big in Vegas this time of year? Or?
You know, I have no idea, but I'm sure that there's
go to the dreidel table
somewhere with this the Hasidic Jew sitting there at the table.
It's big in Japan.
It's what? It's you were breathing again. I had to mute you.
It's big in Japan. Huh?
It sounds like an obscene phone call, really, in that corner. Darth Vader with
what
nasal
are you
problems.
Wearing for your holiday season?
Probably this. So you guys have how many kids?
Three.
And so have you done any, have you just like made a crazy amalgam of your lack of tradition and your overabundance of tradition? Or what have you just started?
I've just taken over. So
you shrink to the background. That's actually, well, you know, that's funny because that really
sounds a lot like the Felicia character. She's really dominating. She would always tell Jason to, like, you know, do stuff. It's really nice to meet you because, really, I've been kind of standalone for so many, you know, episodes, and now you're finally here, so you can, like, have a rebuttal. So, anyway. Yeah, so what are our traditions? Our current, what do you do? What do we do with the kids? What do
we do? You get three presents, period.
Three Ooh, presents? That's it?
That's a good tradition.
Jesus, they better be good then.
You get one from Santa, one from Mom and Dad.
Just one?
And then one you find in the street?
Yeah, what the hell?
No, the other one's kind of like the family gift.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then again, I mean, with that many kids.
That's what I grew up with.
So just three presents?
You got three presents.
Wow. See, that's so much different from what we grew up with.
It's from being spoiled.
Well, what it is, I mean, we would have...
Which is a both of you are spoiled. Tradition for me to, you know...
That's a hard... That, was that a hard one for you to accept?
I was so spoiled as a child.
Well, and so were we, apparently.
I wonder
mean,
if Dad, like, sneaks some
limiting it
present
to...
Behind
oh,
him.
No. Oh,
all right, now Danny, you said, oh, by the way, don't look under your bed.
There might be a pony. Well,
I hope you've been feeding it. Well, part of our tradition is to gather the gifts around everybody who got the gift, and then we go in a, you know, round robin. Everybody opens one, and then it's the next person's turn. Well, that would suck with only three. You're done in 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But there also wouldn't be an imbalance, like occasionally.
I love the imbalance. You know, it is a point of pride to be the only person left with gifts to open. And you know that always falls on Mom. Yeah.
It's always Mom's.
Because what happens in other tradition is that Mom and Dad will agree to not get each other anything. My mom, like Charlie Brown running up to the ball that Lucy's holding, will not get my dad anything. And my dad will get my mom 20 items. Because that's how he operates. He convinces her to get him nothing, and then he spoils the shit out of her. And, of course, then she looks bad. It's a family tradition.
Although, lately, it's been Max that's had the leftover.
Well, Max, unfortunately, being a baby, and a cute baby, he gets stuff. And, yeah.
But
so,
he doesn't understand it right now.
Oh, he understands the crap out of it. He's the best gift-getter on the planet. He is the most appreciative gift-getter I've ever seen. He will linger over each gift like it's the most amazing thing he has ever seen. Oh, Kichu, Kichu. And so he says thank you.
No, and that's the thing that we had to do when once we got a gift, you know, we'd open it up. But then we had to enjoy it for a while, you know. So we're sitting there, and oh wow, this is a great book, oh, you know. And you'd read a couple of pages, and then
doesn't
somebody
that seem
put
disingenuous
in front
though?
Of you, you know. That's how I was taught. That's yeah. how I was taught, and so that's a bad thing, you know. Now I go to my my wife's families, and they're all, yeah. they're getting me tons of stuff, and everybody else is done, and I'm still appreciating the gift. Wow, this is really nice.
And they're all looking at their watch like, come on, fucker, we got to eat.
Come on. Okay, I'll open it up. Tape.
Do you save the paper?
Tape. Well, we had to. We had at the grandmother's house. So the guys are like, Justin, just ripped a freaking package, will you? So, no, I'm enjoying this, you know?
You're torturing everybody in the freaking room. Mom likes to save the bows.
Yes, she does.
And in fact, if they're, well, now, do you see, if like from across the room, if you see a particularly pretty bow, do you like panic? Like, don't throw that away?
I'll dig in the trash and rip off all the bows.
I'll throw it away just to watch my mom dive in.
Oh, here's the ultimate present for a 7-year-old that I got. 7 or 8, I got during Christmas. A casino kit.
Teach them early.
Hustling the kids in the playground.
It was an open.
Does it include 3-card Monty?
No, it didn't. But a battery powered roulette wheel.
Okay.
Las Vegas card games, everything you want. And I was only 7.
That's what you got when you were seven?
Yes.
Wow. And yet, you're not addicted to gambling at age 40.
I was.
Two.
Yes, for a while. Well, you said that you used to go to Vegas every year, and then you don't go back because you would gamble too much.
Well,
Now, who gave you this gift?
My aunt.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents were pissed.
So you're blaming your aunt for all your troubles.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
Did you use it to hustle other kids?
No.
Why not?
Follow the old maid.
Made his own little Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I had no idea what it was in the first place at that time.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid waitresses.
Apparently you missed out on a really big moneymaker.
Oh, I could have, but had no idea at that time.
If you knew then the things you know now.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'd have stock in Apple.
Well, sure. How would about stock in eBay, personally?
Well, I have stock in Apple.
I mean, I'd have a lot of stock. So, derailed.
Nope. Yeah. Whoa.
It just suddenly wheels fell off, and everybody just, wow, that was a lot of talking. We're done. Now, but we need to come back to you, though.
Why?
Well, because you have kids.
Yeah.
So, even though you grew up in a... fucked up, shitty, broken home? What have you done since you've had kids?
We do the kind of just regular traditional thing. I would let them open. We'd have one gift that's a family gift that gets opened the night before Christmas, and then they'd open their presents Christmas morning.
Yeah. And you spoil the crap.
That's kind of changed ever since I've hooked up with Heather as well.
Hooked up.
Hooked up
for a while.
Yeah.
So what is she imposing her will on you like Felicia imposes her will on Jason?
Seems to be, yeah.
Yeah.
Our
traditions
are
better.
I'm really bad about, and I mean really bad about, is decorating for any holiday.
I'm just
absolute crap at that. Yeah.
Well, the reason the tree is up is not because of me. This is the fact that the living room has... there's two trees even in the living room.
God damn, I'm really...
Because of Max.
Two trees through no fault of my own. That was my wife's doing, and she decided that was what we needed to do for Max. Well, fine. I don't think Max would notice, but okay, fine. I'll go along with it. I'm bad at that, too. I don't...
And Jordan really wants us to decorate all the time now.
Yeah.
Well, that's really pushing
kids
for
love
it.
That.
You know, I know. And I know she sees like other people that do decorate and wonders what's wrong with me.
But. Yeah. Well, growing up, we never decorated the house much. We'd put up the tree, and
we
that
had
was
like the wreath or the candy canes outside.
But we
but
never put
lights
on the house, and I always thought when I was a kid, oh my god, when I grow up, I'm going to put lights all over my head.
Then
you know
you realize
that's
it's a
fucking pain in the ass, is what it is. And the worst part is taking it down. I mean,
unless
it's
you hire
much,
someone.
Yeah, well.
Well, who wants to do that?
Exactly.
Spend the money on hiring somebody to decorate the house, please.
Yeah. You could spend your money and go to Vegas.
You could buy those three gifts.
Yeah. The only three gifts you're allowed.
Yeah. That's what I did.
You know, actually, that might be what we have to do this year.
Well.
I just have somebody do it all for me.
Ah, that's right.
Because I always swear, it's like, I'm going to have all the lights outside because living in the country, you don't do it because no one's going to see it.
The planes flying over, though, might. The aliens
that are
abducting your neighbors might.
Black helicopters.
Yeah, they might. And, you know, you can enjoy it. You could sit out and enjoy it. Maybe
but I also had a dad who only would buy a $10 Christmas.
That's right. So he's not going to buy $100 worth of lights. Yeah.
And the electricity to power them for nobody.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And no soda
so
because we've got
we
water on tap.
It. Now we have a 9-foot tree.
Wow.
Wow.
You must have vaulted ceilings.
Yes.
We do.
We do. That was. I have never heard you sound more proud of anything than the vaulted ceilings.
That's
we
my
do.
Achievement in life. Vaulted ceilings.
Vaulted
I
ceilings,
can die
baby.
Happy now. I have a vaulted ceiling and a 9-foot tree.
Nice. And do you get out and put lights on the house?
Oh, I'm gonna. Yeah, I do. I have to do that.
I've got to actually. If I'm doing it, I've got to buy all new lights because
the LED ones are pretty.
The
cool.
LED. I know. They've got LED. They're everywhere. You buy LED flashlights. All the DJ lights are now LED. And yeah, I'm gonna go to Lowe's and get some goddamn LED Christmas. And I'm gonna put hooks up. I'm not gonna staple the shit right to the house.
No. Yeah. You get those cheap hooks that you get at Walmart, all the little package, you just cram those in. Yeah.
Or I could hire you. You seem to have this down.
Well, let's negotiate.
You passed all the quiz questions.
Maybe these kids will get four presents this year. What are you talking
about? No, then they get spoiled.
No, they won't.
Three is the magic number.
That's the
four
thing.
Is one too many.
Worst one.
It is. Unless it's socks and underwear.
So what about from extended gifts from like grandma and grandpa and stuff
they
like that?
They just get thrown in the trash or given to Goodwill.
My parents, no, it's funny because with John Jason's side, these are the only grandkids, pretty much.
So they get spoiled rotten
side,
by grandma and grandpa.
Grandkids. So we do basically all the grandkids on my side all
get cookies.
They swap names, so they only get one present.
Yeah.
And then grandma and grandpa only get one present. On Jason's side, they believe in quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
And so it's like, here's $50 from the dollar store, so you have 50 presents.
Hey, you know what? Everybody can use a good set of magic cards. That's all I can say.
You know, so it's one of those, like, okay, after Grandma and Grandpa O's Aunt leave, it's time to get out the trash bin.
Oh, that's so cool. Wait a minute. I gotta turn it up for this.
Good thing you're not listening.
That's just sad.
I think you need the Imperial March for that.
I know. I'm trying to...
In fairness, these kids, every holiday and every birthday, they all get...
Sorry, it's going... It's fading out.
Oh,
it's a lot longer than I thought it was.
In fairness, those kids on all their birthdays and every Christmas, they all get a savings bond too. So
that's true.
Oh, wow,
$50 savings bond.
So. Wow,
that they can't use.
Yeah, that they can look at.
That we don't throw.
Yeah,
away.
You frame it.
Yeah. And what you were going to say something like a long time ago.
Oh, the one thing that I just remember from childhood, because I always got dragged along shopping.
From say that again. From childhood.
From childhood.
From childhood.
Childhood, and it's like. My sister and my mom would drag me along, go shopping.
Yeah.
And we're always getting presents for our cousins.
So you were always jealous because they would drag you out and you'd see all these toys.
Yeah, you see all these great presents.
Not for you.
And you're thinking, oh, man, I'm getting that. And then when you, that day of Christmas Eve when I opened
And you
it,
didn't
like,
get shit.
And all I got was like clothes.
Well, you probably went through clothes like crazy.
But never any toys from what I saw.
Like, right. All the bounty that you saw was not going to you.
No.
That's got to be the worst.
It was.
That you know.
I do have one bad Christmas story, though.
Ooh, please.
Kind of.
I mean, close the show with your sadness.
Well, and it's not so much a sadness. It was my own fault. I have two aunts that are younger than me.
Yeah.
And we were scouring the house when parents were away looking for presents, mm-hmm. where they hid the presents. Well, right. We found them. But they found that we found them, and they showed them all to us. And they said, this is all you're getting for Christmas. So that Christmas, that's all we got. You already knew what you were going to get. It really killed the mood of the whole thing. We basically killed the holiday for that
Well,
year.
You know, though, I don't know. See, that's and that's sad, you know. You have found the presents. You have found the presents, so you have ruined Christmas. It's on you.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to swap the duties of I would help my mom wrap Heather's, and Heather would help my mom wrap mine. And I would, you know, we would be locked in a room so we couldn't spy, but I would still spy on, so I knew everything I was getting every freaking year.
And you were fine with that.
I'm fine with that. Sometimes it's worse than others, especially if it's something you're really looking forward to. Then you know it's in there. Then you don't have to guess. And plus, you're never disappointed. You know, if it's like Ray. If he's like, oh my God, I'm getting all these toys, I got clothes. Well, I knew what I was getting. So I didn't... I could act appreciative. Yeah. I could, if it's something that I really didn't care for, I could build up that appreciation. But yeah, it was really hard if you knew you were getting something you really wanted. But there was one year that they surprised us. 2 years, actually. The Coleco Atom. You remember the Atom?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dad did a good job of selling that we were never getting anything like that. That's stupid. You fucking need a computer for. Well, we got it. And then one year they set up this big old display for us while we slept. Now, that was a Christmas Day year.
With the chalkboard.
With the chalkboard and the little spaceship and the dollhouse. See, we were spoiled. We would get a ton of stuff. Extended family. Our family, more like the Ozans. if we're going on a basis of comparison, that's how it is. You've been listening to the Holiday Tradition or Colin's Sad Show of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With us today, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye.
Jason's wife, Felicia.
Bye.
Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Jew Wario Justin Carmichael.
Shalom, my peeps.
Say Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, bitches.
When does Hanukkah start this year?
I think it's this coming Thursday.
You think? So it's not this coming Thursday. It would be the Thursday prior.
Yes.
Because this is going to be 2 weeks from now.
Yes.
YouCanPlayThis.com. That's where you can find Justin and Ray Louie.
Happy Kwanzaa.
You don't celebrate Kwanzaa.
Yeah. Yo.
We will be back again next weekend.